Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second Aliyah of the double Parsha Matot Maaseh, we have 42 psukim. After the war with Midian, Moshe becomes angry at Bnei Yisrael, at the soldiers of Bnei Yisrael, because the women of Midian were spared. And Moshe was angry because they were the ones who brought the tragedy to Bnei Yisrael in the first place. So all of the men and any women who could have been involved in the seduction were killed. The Aliyah continues that the soldiers were then told how to purify themselves from the tuma that they received during battle, and they are also told how to kasher the kalim, how to kasher the utensils, which were among the spoils. They were used by the non-Jews for non-kosher food, so they had to be kashered. The spoils of the war were evenly divided between the soldiers and the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Some of the spoils were given to Elazar the Kohen and also to the Levi'im, Elazar the Kohen Gadol, and the Levi'im, and the soldiers who returned from battle are counted, and it was determined, Bnei Yisrael found out that not a single man, not a single Jewish soldier was lost in the battle. And to express Hakaras HaTov to Hashem for such an incredible miracle, all of the gold that was won in battle was donated to the Mishkan. Now, as just mentioned, in our Aliyah, we hear that Bnei Yisrael get the halachot of kashering kalim, kashering utensils that were won in the battle with Midian. And we have to ask a couple of questions. First of all, the first question is the Ramban's question. The Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, asks here, why weren't these halachot taught after the war with Sichon and Og at the end of Parshat Chukat? Why were they only taught now after the war with Midian? And a second question is that the way these halachos of kashering kalim is introduced is very strange. Take a look in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Torah says, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen El Anshei HaTzava. Elazar HaKohen said to the soldiers, Habaim LaMilchama, that were coming to war. He was talking to soldiers where the battle was over already. So why does the Torah say Habaim la milchama? The Torah should have said Habaim min hamilchama. Now perhaps one can suggest on a pshat level that the answer to this second question comes from a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet, where the Gemara tells us that the halachos of kashering kalim really only apply to kalim that were used that day. Because if a kli was used more than a day ago, the food absorbed in the walls of the kli comes out as nosein tam lifgam. The food comes out of the walls of the kalim and ruins the food, and therefore doesn't chafe up your food. And therefore, perhaps one can suggest that the soldiers returning from Midian didn't really need these halachos because it was many days before they returned from the war all the way back to Shittim. Take a look in Perek Chaf Hey Pasuk Aleph. So therefore, these halachos were only for future wars. He was talking to El Anshei HaTzava HaBaim La Milchama. He was talking to future soldiers. He wasn't talking to these current soldiers. That is the pshat level. However, a more Hasidic answer, we'll say a more Musardic answer, might answer the both questions as well. Rav Yekutiel Yehuda Teitelbaum, the Sigeter Rebbe, Rav Yekutiel Yehuda Teitelbaum, the Sigeter Rebbe, who died in 1883, wrote many Sfarim. His Sefer on the Chumash is called Yitav Lev, and he says the following in Parshat Matot. Elazar HaKohen says to the returning soldiers, don't have any gaiva from your physical victory in battle. You think you're done fighting? You think you're only coming from a war? You now, going forward, have a much greater battle ahead. The fight with the Yetzer Hara that challenges us all the time, and it's going to challenge you, soldiers, especially after a battle, when gaiva, when conceit, when haughtiness sets in, when you think it was your strength that won the war, your weapons, your skills that won the war. No, that battle against your Yetzer is still ahead. You have yet to win that battle. You are heading into a battle, Haba'im La Milchama. And that future battle, Haba'im La Milchama, can be won by the rules of Hagalas Kelim, to purify the heart and rid the heart of the Yetzer Hara. And the Sikha Terebi doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that this is why the halachos were taught now and not after the war with Sichon and Og. In that war, everyone went to war. So no warrior, no soldier could have gaiva over anybody else. I'm stronger than you. I'm more skilled than you. But in the war with Midian, only 12,000 people went to war. 1,000 from each shevet. And so those elite soldiers are particularly susceptible to gaiva over everyone else. What a beautiful story and musr that comes from these halachos. Have an amazing day, everyone.